for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. The Iraqi Prime Minister's office says there were disagreements over how to conduct a session with President Trump, so the meeting didn't take place. The White House says there were security concerns about the president's unannounced visit to Iraq. They said that things moved just too quickly for a meeting. The two leaders did get to speak by phone. President Trump and his wife Melania met with U.S. troops at an air base in western Iraq.
We came to Al-Assad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do to keep America safe, strong, and free.
He also defended his decision to pull American forces out of Syria. The president spent about 3.5 hours at the base in Iraq before leaving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump is saying he will do whatever he has to get the border wall funding.
Politically speaking, I don't do it for politics. I'm doing nothing for politics. But politically speaking, people want border security.
A partial government shutdown caused by a dispute over border wall funding is now in day five. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has ordered extraordinary protective measures after two migrant children died in U.S. custody in the last month. A historic day for the U.S. stock market, with the highest single-day gain ever for the Dow, up 1,086 points after a strong holiday retail season. The index advanced about 5%. Bloomberg reports the U.S. is sending a trade delegation to China for new trade talks right around January 7th. The NASDAQ rose 361 and the S&P 500 was up 117. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A messy GoFundMe scam that angered hundreds of people is finally cleared up. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It was the feel-good story you wanted to believe, but GoFundMe says it's refunded everyone who contributed to a campaign involving a homeless veteran from Philadelphia who prosecutors now say schemed with the New Jersey couple to scam donors out of over $400,000. They allege that Johnny Bobbitt conspired with Caitlin McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, to concoct the feel-good story about Bobbitt giving McClure his last 20 bucks when her car ran out of gas. They raised the $400,000, but authorities say it was spent on luxury items and casino trips, mostly by McClure and D'Amico. In fact, the whole case came to light when Bobbitt ended up trying to sue them, saying he wasn't getting his share of the money, and that's when the story began to unravel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's still lots of people planning to travel before the holiday is over. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says a major winter storm threatens to cause trouble for thousands of travelers.
Airports are going to be absolutely insane anyway today because a lot of people traveling home. Add to that the snow, the rain, the severe weather threat, and we could have pure chaos as far as travel goes.
And an even heavier snow event is expected to develop over the Four Corners region through Friday. The Weather Service suggests you leave early and plan ahead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.